Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
That's the Drifters bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, Third Ingredient, is now available at Amazon. So check that out. It'll be on another website, our own website, pretty soon. It's brand new. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Just Be Honest, Honesty Sells, 21 Rules for Delivering Difficult Messages. He's all about improving our communication, has been doing that now for almost 15 years. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about the honesty, applying honesty to our teams, developing a consistent business rhythm for being able to share constructive information with everybody. Help us break this down on a smaller level for small businesses.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, if you think about it, a team consists of two or more people. So we have a relationship with our customer. That's a team. Our vendors, that's a team. So really what my specialty is how to fix any problem. Specifically, how do you be able to work with anybody? And so that's why I've discovered all these strategies that really help with the teamwork, because it's all about just how we work better together. And, you know, people often ask me, you know, how do you define a team? Because that's not so easy. But I think it's actually, if you think about it, there's a very simple way to view it, and that is a team wins or loses together, wins or gets challenged together. A committee wins or gets challenged separately. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, you can always tell. So I'm a big fan of the Redskins. I wish they'd have a better winning season. But you can always tell they're not a team, because whenever there's a problem, they point fingers. Now, I think the team is hopefully improving now, but the point is you can always tell when there's not a team because we just point fingers. And you know, I've sometimes done seminars, Jim, or somebody will say, well, listen, I'm being a team person. It's the other person who's not. Well, that's
right.
That's not
yeah. Me. Well, our as my grandchildren often say, well, you started it. But you just made me think of something. You said you got vendors that you're dealing with, and that would be an example of a team. But when you got a situation like that, see, that's a vendor-customer relationship. And there is no playing games there. Honesty prevails. I mean, if I'm the customer, if I'm writing a check, then you're going to hear you're going to get squared away real quick if you're not meeting my mark. And as my customers do to me, my customers, you know, they're all up in my business if I'm not doing my job. So my question is, could you approach this from the standpoint of identifying inside of an organization who are the vendors and who are the customers? Who are their customers? For example, the accounting department, they have certain things that they have to do for the sales organization for, you know, getting them information, whatever they need. But the salespeople have to provide them with the right information to give back to them. So it's a circular thing there. What about that? What about thinking of each other as a vendor and a customer?
Well, you could, or I just consider that as a team, right? The accounting and sales and how they're working together. And again, the biggest problem is not what they say; it's what they don't say to each other. So
Right. Sometimes
our ability to push back and say no is really important, because a lot of times people just get into a situation where they're trying to please their customer, however you're viewing that, and they just say yes when the answer is it's probably no, and they don't manage expectations well, and then they blame the customer when it's really us who accepted that situation.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I guess I was just thinking that if it could be established by the whole organization that you know, we identify this work as you being the vendor, and as this work you being the customer. And whenever you're doing one of those activities, then the person on the other end has the ability to come back and say, hey, this isn't right. You need to improve your game. You need to step this up.
Well, true. And then we need to sometimes be able to say that we'd love to, but here's what needs to happen. So, for example, let's say you're working with a customer, and the scope creeps. You know, it improves. You know, it expands. Then pushing back and say this is beyond the scope of the project, but here's what if we could do this, this, or this. Again, the problem always comes back to, Jim, interesting enough, people just are not upfront with each other. And the reason why people are not upfront, why they do withhold, is there's two major reasons.
They play games. It's politics. It's because they play games. It's because we're human beings.
Well, but in the end, it doesn't really work, which, of course, you probably would agree with. But I've found that the reason why people aren't upfront with each other is because they're afraid, and they're afraid of being judged.
Yeah.
You know, and so, for example, let's say one person has an interesting idea for another. They don't often suggest it because they're afraid how they might be judged, or they might be judged, hey, stay in your lane, back to the earlier point. But it really comes down to fear. Fear of retribution, fear it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, fear that we should have stayed in our lane. It's a lot of it is fear, but here's the answer to it all. When you create safety in a group, when you create safety in a relationship, people will be upfront because it takes much more psychological energy to keep something inside than to let it out. Mm-hmm. People want to share things. It's much more difficult to keep it inside, but they often will if they're afraid that it's going to come out wrong. So if we create an environment where we can just be upfront with each other, where everything goes, we want to hear what each other has to say, then actually that's a healthy environment, because then the next step is how do you resolve it.
Could I say, Stephen, if you had a productivity leak in your organization, would you want to know about it? If I saw something, could you say that to someone? How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to know about that.
Maybe that would be a good way to approach it. Hey, Stephen, give us the website one more time, please.
Yeah, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com.
And this new book's going to be out in the fall, right?
Yep.
We'll look forward to hearing more about it. Thank you, Stephen. Come back soon. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.